Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring real-world Dar, Millennial Jen, and not-so-silent Bob. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you think, and they'll always end on a happy note.
This is an episode on pet peeves. Wants to start on pet peeves? I think this was one that Dar said she was really excited to talk about.
Did I say that?
Dar, are you really excited about talking about pet peeves?
My biggest, absolute juiciest pet peeve is liars.
Just going to throw it right out there. People does not like people who lie.
I'm just like, I don't know if people don't think that you can handle the truth or something. I'm not sure, but I like honesty. I like the truth.
Okay.
And so I think that's one of my biggest pet peeve is being lied to.
Dar, when was the last time you told a lie?
Probably last week. probably last week.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
Was it wanting to do this podcast with us?
Oh, well, since you brought it up, Jen. No, but I think that is one. There's probably another one, but let's start with that.
Start with that.
Yeah.
Right. There were little white lies.
Yeah, little white lies. Yeah. 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 Okay. That's different.
Which I think all of us do.
I think it's like scientific that we all occasionally tell a fib or a white lie, or we omit the truth, or
to sometimes save embarrassment, or sometimes to not hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Protect yourself. It's a form of protection too,
probably,
right?
Probably. Yeah. Or you know. You're afraid of something. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. No, I mean, I try to be honest, but sometimes I look back and go, okay, so I wasn't 100% honest. I was like 96% back there, but yeah. No, mostly I would say I lie to spare someone's feelings. I don't want to hurt somebody, maybe. I don't know, but now I'm going to spend all week thinking about it. Thanks, Dar.
No problem. Happy help.
So the only thing I could think of was, it sounds terrible, but when people leave their shopping cart in the parking spots and they don't take it back to the cart return. And I try to tell myself, like, that person probably had somewhere to be. They were probably late, so they just left their cart here so rudely. Or maybe they had a kid in the car and they couldn't return their cart, but it kind of makes me crazy because you're taking a spot from someone. All you got to do is walk your little cart. Bob, you know what you should do in the summer? Instead of walk the aisles, you should walk the parking lot and return carts for people. I bet you could get 4,000 steps right there.
In the summertime, I don't have to go to Walmart. It's bad weather.
Yeah, it's only bad weather.
Then you should do it in the winter. That sounds fun, too. Oh, that's the other thing. I will say in winter, it is hard to get your grocery cart through the snow of the Walmart parking lot. So in the winter, I'm even more like empathetic. Like, it is hard to get that cart back to the return, but that's why there's Walmart pickup.
Yeah.
Shout out to Walmart pickup.
Shout out. You just gave them some.
How do you get your steps in if you don't go to Walmart and shop?
I have four kids, Bob. I get my steps in.
Steps is not her issue.
I want to sleep more than steps. I need to find a way to get more sleep, Bob. I don't need more steps.
Steps are not her issue.
Yeah.
She does not have a step problem.
No, I just want to sit. I want
I
to
got
sleep.
It.
Okay. All right, Bob, what's your pet peeve?
I don't have just a pet peeve.
Oh, wow.
I was trying to think of a pet peeve, and I was having, all I could think of is what I hate to eat. I hate celery and I hate licorice, but that's not a pet peeve, you know? So I had to sit
down. Just having Bob answer the question that's posed is so not our pet peeve at all.
So I actually had to ask Carol, I said, do I have any pet peeves? She said, after 52 years, I can tell you all your pet peeves.
What are they, Carol?
Did she run them down for you?
We ran them down. So these are actually from Carol, but I agree with them.
I love it. Thanks, Carol.
Leaving the electric on, lights on,
is
a pet
see that.
Peeve of mine.
Okay.
I want the lights turned off.
Oh, he did some. You all couldn't see his emotional, the physical response that he just had.
He's turning lights off with his hand here. Yes.
The other thing is, I hate closed spaces. Mm-hmm. So I don't.
Like claustrophobic or no?
No, I just don't. I like to be able to see outside. I mean, you know, like, for instance, every day Mm-hmm. I open all the blinds unless it's sunny.
That is my dear husband, Derek.
Yeah, I have to, too. I have to open all the curtains every day.
Yeah, I want to see outside. I want to see what the weather is, first of all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's one thing. I don't like the closed-up space. Yeah, once it's the sun shining and bothering me, okay, let's pull the blind shut and, you know, we can deal with that. So that's another thing. I don't like being very active or doing much before noon every day.
That is true. I can attest to that. You don't call Bob before noon.
And I don't like my coffee too hot, and I don't like it too cold. I want it perfect.
All right, Goldilocks. Good to know.
What's
perfect, though? Do you have a temperature? Like, what does that
just
look like?
It has to be something where I can take a gulp. And it doesn't burn my throat, but it's still hot enough that it just feels nice and hot in my mouth.
Bob is so passionate about his...
Yeah, there's a lot of energy over here. She nailed it.
She nailed it.
What else we got? Warm coffee.
Oh, let's see. That's about it. Yeah, about leaving the electric on, leaving windows shut. And not getting and moving around much and too hot coffee.
I figured out another one.
Okay, what is it?
So I do a lot of driving. I used to do a lot of driving because I used to recruit and was always on the road. And I've taught other people how to drive, young people that I've mentored and stuff. And so I'm real hardcore about the rules of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have this problem here, but highway driving... Don't get in the fast lane and go slow.
Oh, that must be everybody's. That's my pet peeve, too. That is
you taking that one on?
Y'all would hate me.
Like, you do not get in the left lane. It is a passing lane.
Yes.
You in it and you out of it. You in it and you out of it.
That's right.
Ain't that right, Bob?
Yeah, you bet.
Do y'all drive fast? I don't drive fast. I drive the speed limit.
Oh.
I have come to the point where I cruise control. I go 5 over and put it in cruise, and that's how I roll.
In Michigan, I go 10 over.
That's so dangerous.
I've never had I've passed plenty of state troopers. They don't even look at you.
Oh, okay, so you
Wisconsin,
know that
Wisconsin, I go 5 miles over the speed limit.
Okay.
Except on the interstate. On the interstate, you can go 10 miles over the speed limit.
Bob can outrun us, I'm convinced.
Wow, Bob. I don't know that we should be promoting that. Nothing. Yeah. This is just a quick warning. Do not take this
as This is not an endorsement.
We are not endorsing speeding here. I'm endorsing driving the speed limit and following the rules of the road.
The rule of the road is that you don't get in the left lane and drive slow.
That's so funny. Why can't I think of more fun pet peeves like that? Why can't I think of what makes me angry? You guys are so good at that.
The other thing is, I guess, when somebody drives really slow, like below the speed limit by a lot.
It's a limit, Bob.
Below the limit. Well, okay, I see what you're saying. Yes. And you know what?
There it is.
I didn't say that at first because, frankly, it's something I have to work on also. Mm-hmm. I mean, I shouldn't be so impatient.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it could be somebody who has some medical issues. Somebody, it could be an older person, older than me even.
Is that possible?
I don't know.
Do they still have their licenses out?
I still got mine even after I just had an accident.
Oh, do you want to talk about that on the air, Bob?
That's all I want to say.
It's still fresh. It's fresh womb. Wound.
Very good. Well, that was interesting. I learned a lot about you guys, and I saw some passion in your eyes as you talked about those pet peeves.
Yeah,
good thing my wife is around to tell me what they are.
You know, I should ask my husband. I didn't think about that. He'd probably give me a big list.
I think
he would. I'll have to ask.
They know what your, you know, what your idiosyncrasies are, what you like, what you don't like, and you might not even know it yourself, but they know it.
I thought of one, but I don't think I can address it on a podcast. But I have a son who, when he goes to the bathroom, stands at the doorway and aims, but often hits the toilet seat. He doesn't walk all the way in. And if I'm cleaning that off a seat or the floor or a packet of toilet paper, I'm getting a little bit upset. So I guess I found a new one.
And I see the passion. You all can't see your passion.
Yeah, you
right
can't
now.
See my passion, but it is... It is irritating, I'm not going to lie. So I like when my boys lift the seat and hit
little
the toilet bowl.
Little boys have a problem
He's
with
13.
That.
He's 13 years old.
Little boy.
It's not a tinkle tinkle anymore. Oh, all right, this is going to have to be edited out.
Is it just a little boy problem?
I don't. I would hope it's just a little boy problem.
My daughter's got three little boys. Well, she had three little boys, and oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, well, this has been fun, you guys.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Visit GenXYI.com. That's GenXYI.com to hear more episodes, connect with our hosts on social media, and share topic ideas for future podcasts.